these Neelers new, by any chance? They're very bright and fresh.
Yeah, they are 30 years old. Oh, they were just finished when we came down
the
here.
The Neelers are?
Yes, the Neelers.
You know, if you said they'd been done this year, I would have believed that, because they're so bright looking.
Yes, yeah, they've retained their colour very well.
In fact, it's a strikingly colourful church, isn't it?
It is. We put the red carpet down. That was bequeathed to us by the lady, a 94-year-old, who'd lived in the village all her life. So
you didn't do that for us today, then? That's not the red carpet.
No. Much as you might like to think. Yeah, so I think the idea was taken from that. All the red up on the altar and the kneelers and everything. So we thought a nice red matching carpet, didn't we?
I do.
Yes.
So is this a Norman church?
Yes.
No.
It's not.
Bits of it are.
Bits of it are, yes.
Because it's got these wide arches, isn't it?
Well, the original building, that's an extension. There's a brass plaque over there where the south extension was built by a former rector's widow.
Oh, right. So it would be in his memory. Small, narrow church.
If you picture, you know, and we do have a sketch in the vestry there, taken from that side of the building, where that was an external wall.
Yes. So really, the church was doubled by building on.
Not far short.
It was more or less, wasn't it? With a sort of right.
If you can picture this, it would be a typical village.
Nave or area.
Almost a chapel rather than a church.
Yes, it would be.
As let's face it, you know, Seeley, Suffolk, has every village has got its own church. And
are we in the heart of the village here? Has the village shifted from where?
Yes, it is. No, you are really. The main body of the village is that way. Starting from Bleak House and the old rectory.
Oh, yes, we just.
But then there's a gap in the road with no houses. But if you go up Barton Hill, there's Barton Hill Estate, which I guess was built about 40 years ago.
Oh, I see.
That's the church as it was.
Oh, yes, look at it.
Before the South Isle was put on. Mm. And there's no vestry.
No.
On that one. Mm. So we don't know when the vestry was put on.
Mm-hmm.
We know that this is Tudor.
Which bit's Tudor? The porch is Tudor.
Yeah.
So it's a church with many centuries, different centuries of building.
Absolutely. Mm. Parts of it were taken down and put back up, according to Clive.
Yes. Yes. Our guru on these things. Yeah.
I can remember of his talk.
Yes.
And of course all the glass, all the stained glass is Victorian, except for that one. That's.
That's 1974. Rather a sad story. A forester for the Forestry Commission killed his whole family, 3 children and wife and himself.
Really?
Took a brain stone.
Within the family.
I know, but it's recorded in the records.
Yes, it's
book as killed by gunshot.
Really?
Yeah. that's how it's recorded. So.
Yeah.
And they're all buried in the churchyard at the back here. Just took a brainstorm of some sort and... very sad. It's recorded there now.
What kind of numbers do you get at congregation?
We'll get 25 on average.
Yes.
Sometimes 30, 35, sometimes 20, but yeah. Hello.
So keeping the church up is quite a problem, no doubt, year on year, the raising of money to keep it
going. Yes, we struggle on, as it were. Yes. If we can break even each year, then we're quite quite pleased, really.
You have to be satisfied with that, don't you? Yes.
You've got to be, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
The big effort at the moment. Again, projects tend to appeal, so we want to refurbish the organ. It's in dire need.
Is it?
101 years old now.
Is it? We've had it looks very grand.
Yeah, and from the side here, you get a nice impression. So we need to find 12 grand to completely not only just refurbish it, but there's some repair work needed inside, because a lot of the joints are leather and they're perishing, you see, and some of the pipes aren't functioning at all. They need taking out and repairing. So we've got up to 10 grand, so we're doing okay. Asking people to sponsor a pipe. There's 1,000 pipes in there. So 5 are a pipe, getting started. And we've done a couple of concerts. We've got another one coming up in October. Tudor Rose Singers from Woolpit.
Oh, right.
Very good. Party of about 30 of them. And Christopher Moore's their leader now. He's a retired organist. Brilliant. He did an organ recital for us. No one's ever done that before. No one's plucked up the courage. They're quite happy to tinker. Oh, a recital. Oh, no, I couldn't do a recital. Not
he's
way.
Coming to play at Thurston next week at the Flower Festival.
Is he?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, we'll see him in about a month, 5 weeks. So, yeah. We had Norman Kenyon looked after them before that. I don't know if you remember Norman.
No,
we lost him to cancer about 2 or 3 years ago. He sort of started them off, and he was brilliant.
Was
absolutely
it?
Brilliant, yeah.
Well, let's have a wander around. Before.
Yeah, do. There's a couple of two misery chords on the reading lecterns there are quite interesting.
Oh, okay.
The left one's Thomas of Becket.
Oh, right.
It's in the book.
So is the official name St. Martin with St. Genevieve, is that?
Yes. There is a ruined St. Genevieve church.
Is there?
Yeah. All that's left is the tower. In, I think it was roughly 1782, a local poacher was out and he was shooting rooks and set fire to the thatch roof.
Oh.
So it burnt down. So there's only the stone tower left. You can see it from, if you go towards Fulham All Saints and just cut into the the sewage works, gives you a lovely view of the tower. It's in a field on its own.
Oh, we look at that because we're interested in ruined churches today. We're trying to find some. So.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
It's on private lands. You'd have to be...
Okay.
But the access to it, actually, is if you go... If you go out back onto the main road and the roundabout for Culford.
Yep.
If you head for Culford...
There he is.
About a mile beyond the roundabout, the road bends to the right and there's a fork to the left.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yes, quite a distinctive
fork. Well, there's an industrial
fork.
Estate.
Yes.
What? Sorry, David, what did you say about Thomas of Becket?
Yeah, on the left here. If you see the sword...
Oh, I see.
The Baron, one of the Barons, striking Thomas of Becket. At the altar.
Oh, thank you.
Why would that be? Why would we have that here? There's no connection.
No, I don't know.
No.
Misery chords were, before pews, they had some sort of seat arrangement, and the back of the seat was a misery chord, apparently. And then when they took the seats out, rather than throw the carving away, they've incorporated it into a reading lecture.
How interesting.
They were for leaning on and sitting on one's bottom.
Were they?
Just to rest, because that was before pews.
Yes.
Before pews.
Yes.
Right, yes.
Pews were what, a Victorian thing, I think, weren't they?
A little bit before, yeah.
Were they?
But more often than not, it was just chairs.
Yes.
Well, it was the old chairs. And these.
Open,
well, you look at the
ground, because the expression... Because there used to be sort of benches along the walls for those that couldn't stand to listen to the service. That's where the expression, the weak go to the wall.
I didn't know that.
No, I picked that up.
Oh, I love
one of these
idioms like that. How interesting.
That, there were no pews, and then gradually families started building their own pews.
Yes, territorial thing, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, this is my pew, out, you know.
Yes.
The first time we came here, a lady came up to us, the very first time, and excuse me, you're sitting in my pew.
Actually, but it is unusual to have these with their doors on them, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, but yes, they used to have benches along all the walls, because people would stand, and the weak went to the wall.
Wow.
So when you look,
then they had these backing, the misery cord would perhaps be some sort of backing arrangement.
Back
it was the back of a seat.
If you look at sketches and paintings of St. Paul's, the original St. Paul's, because there was no seating at all, then farmers would use it as a shortcut to take their sheep through London, which is seen as a throughfare. So this idea that churches were a rarefied place purely for worship, I think is a relatively recent thing. It was a big community thing as well, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, probably emphasised a lot in the days of, again, someone was just explaining to me just a couple of days ago, where rectors were landowners, big landowners, had glebe land, church land, and either farmed the land themselves or put tenant farmers in and collected the rents. And they were very wealthy.
Yes.
And, I mean, that whole extension was paid for by Reverend Hogg's widow.
Was it?
And that must have been quite pricey in those days.
Yes.
So, there was a lot of money around. And I would imagine one of the conditions of the farmers or the tenants or the landowners was that the workforce attended church every Sunday.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
perhaps
true.
Perhaps as a condition of employment.
Yes.
You weren't there, George, on Sunday. I hope you'll be there next week if you want to keep your job. You can believe it, can't you?
This is unusual. There was a church warden here who was Legion d'honneur. Mm. They're kind of French, yes, just unusual, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, yes, there's a lot of history to. I mean, people like, not so much River Carnac, but the Ords and the Gill Straps, a lot of history. They owned, people like that owned the village. There's a lovely little bit in the booklet there. I found out, you know, that the village was sold from the Gill Straps to the Ords, for example, you know.
Is it like a manor or a big house?
Yeah, if you go down just beyond here, just beyond the pub, is Old Hall Lane. And down, partway down towards the bottom on the right, there are three cottages together, which are the Old Hall cottages.
Oh, okay.
But behind that was the Old Hall.
Oh, I see.
So, yes, there was
an
Old Hall.
Yeah.
And there still is a very big sort of manor house. If you go down the roundabout and turn left, if you go over the bridge, over that huge river called the Lark, into foreign territory, called Fornham All Saints, just on the right, is Fornham Hall.
Okay.
Another Fornham Hall. So, the three Fornhams, you know. That's what we refer to ourselves often as now, because we are united parish of the two churches.
That's been excellent.
So we are the Fornhams.
Thank you very much. And I remember you to Henry. You want to see him? Fascinating.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. Very good. Jeff Parson.
Jeff Parson.
Richard Fawcett.
Right.
Good to see you.
Cheers. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.